Primarily all Buddhist. Primarily all Buddhist. So though we say rarely encountered, always encountered. Always encountered. So we spoke of last week beginner's mind a little bit. Beginner's mind is exactly this self nature is no nature. But what keeps us from being this? The reason Dogen Zenji speaks of studying self, we could say, is to allow us to do what's then called for, which is forget self. What we really mean is forgetting the self-centered thought, feelings, stories that arises in this moment. No problem with them arising. But if we refuse to forget them by playing with them, holding on to them, justifying them, then, as Hakuin Zenji says, we wander away, despite the fact that we're primarily all Buddhas, we forget how near the truth is and go wandering elsewhere looking for it. So, a fundamental aspect of practice is to notice the self-centeredness, not in order to keep track of it, not in order to fix it or justify, much less what most of us do is often then say, yeah, she did that to me, he did that to me, they are, I am, and not notice it. Whether it's from this moment or this moment thinking about so-called 20 years resentment about our spouse or our children who didn't or should have. The fundamental effort that's required is to notice when this arises and all of a sudden beginner's mind is covered over with a likes or dislikes. Notice that. That's the point, the importance, the necessity, the absolute necessity of making that effort to release what's never so, and yet what we make So we turn beginner's mind into, I know what should be, whether it's about so-called ourself or other people in the world that we encounter, that we think about. Sometimes you might discover, oh, I'm still angry about what she did 20 years ago or what he did 30 years ago. Sitting zazen, and all of a sudden, 30 years ago, arises. Right there, beginner's mind allows arising, passing. Right there, right here, beginner's mind, non-thinking. Then all sorts of clouds of thoughts and feelings can arise or pass. Or we can refuse this moment. Refuse to be the fundamental perfection that our life of the universe is, and insist and not notice our insistence, which is gets even more complex. Insist my fear about what he's going to say. My story about what she did to me. If we hold on to that and live out of it, then we cause all sorts of suffering. Living out of those habits, I have to figure all this out before I can say it's okay. I can think about all that stuff and get it clear and straight. Then I can sit zazen. Then I can listen to the person who's in front of me. Then I can take care of these dishes here, right? But first I have to, you know, this is not the way it's supposed to be. I'm not supposed to have to do this dishes. Someone else should be doing it. All sorts of wandering away from this primarily Buddha that we are, this beginner's mind that's the natural functioning, refusing to forget self. We don't, when Joko talks about the importance of noticing thought, it's not in order to keep track of it and figure out anything about it, but simply to notice so that we can be this experiencing moment, which is being awakened by the myriad dharmas, being awakened as the Buddha of this moment of beginner's mind. Then we can testify that self-nature is no nature. See, no nature means everything can arise and pass. Otherwise, self-nature becomes our story about the thoughts, who I am and who I'm not and who they're not and who they are. Sometimes we discover we're holding on to a story about what they did to me, as I said, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, what should have happened last year, last week. Doesn't matter when or where. See, when it arises in the midst of this beginner's mind, this beginner's body-mind universe, when it arises, then our skillful practice is to be this moment, and including taking care of where we're noticing, where we're holding on to, where we're spouting all sorts of things to ourselves and others about how they are, how she was, how he should be, how I am, or how I'm not. Unless we notice that, we can't testify in our functioning, in our life, in our being, that self-nature is no nature. Therefore, testify that this very moment is the Buddha revealing this glorious light. This glorious light. When I, a student of the way, look at the real form of right here, right now, all is the never-failing manifestation as my, our life, as my experiencing right now, including all the thoughts that come and go. If we don't cling to them, if we notice when we are, so that we could open the hand that's clinging to them, bodily experience this moment, and therefore what my wife didn't do, what my children could have, should have done, what my, and you add on whoever, my co-workers, my boss, my parent, much less people who sit and chew on all the stories that they've read on the internet and the newspapers and wherever else over the last week that come up right now. When they come up right now, right there is the opportunity to cease wandering off from this fundamental Buddha that we are. Sentient beings are fundamentally all this manifestation of the glorious light, of the ordinary light of this moment, this breath. In one sense, nothing special to do. In another sense, ongoing practice in order to appreciate what we always are. Ongoing practice means no practice until there's something to do. No practice effort needed, and yet we cover over the experiencing, so we must make the effort to notice where, how we're covering. And then do what's skillful. Very many practices to do, and each of us needs to clarify. Then self-nature is no nature, and we've gone beyond foolish talk. Then our singing and dancing is our sitting down, getting up. Thank you. You're welcome. This moment. This moment. Then you are nothing but this glorious light. Then the whole universe is your awakening manifestation right here, right now. Thank you.